WHDD presents Susan Says.
We all remember the reality and have seen in dramatic fashion from the movie how the nuclear Chernobyl was not only a disaster for Russia and the world, but a PR nightmare, a failure of the Soviet Union to deal with the tragedy in an honest, transparent way. Here, unfortunately, the lack of confidence in the Trump administration has led to a similar problem. We don't know where we stand. The testing is failing. The president lied. He called it a hoax. The virus has been here since early January, but it wasn't taken seriously. It was called a foreign illness. Let's blame China. We don't have the numbers. And the so-called professionals, the doctors, are always telling us this, but the government is discounting what they are saying. Let's face it, folks, our CDC fumbled the testing, and now it's catching up. The U.S. did not take the World Health Organization's warnings. Trump closed many of the departments here in our health that would have been prepared. They thought a travel ban would solve it. That's a false hope, and it kind of became a racist, blame it on the Chinese, rather than a crisis for all of us. It is communicable. It spreads. Period. End of sentence. The diagnostic testing and focus on travel ban doesn't give us what we need. I'm not just the one saying it. The medical experts are. I'm staying home all the time. I'm lucky I don't have to go out to a job. I don't have others to worry about in my household. Just me. I am so lucky. But kids who go to school to get meals and single parents who need the schools to take care of their children, they're not so lucky. It is not a hoax, folks. That ugly, stupid word he uses to dismiss things that he doesn't believe in or wants to blame someone else for. No, the economy will go into free fall. You can see it with the markets. The government has to do whatever it can to buck it up. That's the Congress. They have to work together, but that too needs real leadership. And McConnell, he doesn't want to do anything. He just wants to stop functioning. The lack of scientists is what scares me. Jared Kushner is running this? Really? They only care about the stock market. What about the homeless people? What about the lack of hospital beds? That is really the problem. When it hits, we are not going to be ready. I don't want to panic. I don't want to scare you. But we do need national leadership. Sadly, we don't have it. So the real thing to do is thank goodness for governors, like our own Governor Cuomo. He's on top of this. He knows what to do. He listens to experts. He does things step by step. And he listens, and as much as he can, he tells us the truth. Be safe. Wash your hands. Take wipes on the subway anytime you're out. Really, when you go to the market. Money, I wouldn't touch it. Obviously, if you are sick, call your doctor and push to get a test. And don't shake hands, remember? Republicans did that like crazy at the CPAC meeting, and now six of Congress are in quarantine. Huh? Sadly, Tom Hanks, kind of the all-American hero, and his wife have it in Australia. But they got a test, thank God. It was available there. I sense that his story will wake up those people here who don't believe it in a way they might not have before. If it takes that, he would be a great inspiration and a source of information. He's probably the guy to do it. So everyone take a deep breath and watch the real news, not Fox, which the despicable Sean Hannity had the nerve to discount the numbers, blame Obama, and say President Trump has done more than any other president. Are you kidding? Yeah, to put us in danger. Give me a break.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.